This is CBS News continuing coverage of about the death of Osama bin Laden. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, I think, is still with us. And of course, Pamela Falk is here. Now, this is a feather in the cap for the drone program. A big one, isn't it, Colonel?
Absolutely, General Harley. But, you know, it's also interesting, if the Special Operations Forces conducted the mission, which is what we're hearing, on Pakistani soil, that to me is quite interesting, that we would put ground troops in even for something like this to take out Osama bin Laden. And certainly emphasize the point several of our team has made, that there must have been close cooperation between high-level folks in the Pakistani military or Pakistani intelligence to pull off a mission like this.
Well, you know, wasn't that long ago, President Obama said that if they found out he was in Pakistan, we'd go in and get him. And a lot of people thought that was hyperbole, thought it was just politics. Evidently, he meant it.
He absolutely did. And again, this is a clear combination of that advanced technology of the drones, perhaps acquiring information either through photography or through radio intercepts or telephone intercepts, combined then with actionable intelligence and movement by special operations to conduct the mission.
All right. We understand something really interesting has developed outside the White House. Hundreds of people chanting USA, USA. Let's go to Washington, CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, you know, Harley, this dramatic development comes here as we sit here and reflect and wait for the president just over 4 months before the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that, of course, killed more than 3,000 people there at the Trade Center in New York and here in Washington at the Pentagon. I look back at so many things that have happened since then, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Obama administration stepped up focus on Afghanistan, aimed in part on what has happened tonight, the killing of Osama bin Laden. And, of course, through it all, the major overhauls of the intelligence apparatus aimed at finding bin Laden and countering the threat of more terror attacks. This is just a huge, huge development, the biggest development certainly in now nearly a decade since the 9/11 attacks. And we're waiting for President Obama, who walked on the red carpet leading up to the East Room, where so much history has been made, and a major chapter in this era of American history is going to unfold here shortly as the president addresses the nation late on this Sunday night here in Washington, D.C., Harley.
You know, amazing that, I mean, this is not a country where we send a bunch of government people out, we round some people up and form a jiffy, demonstration. This demonstration that has erupted outside the White House of people chanting USA, USA is pure joy.
Well, it certainly is, and it reflects, I think the feeling of many Americans and, in fact, people worldwide who have lived with this threat. The president now walking down that hallway, and we are about to hear from President Barack Obama on the killing of Osama bin Laden. Here's the president.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed, yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
That was President Obama, of course, talking about the death and the killing of Osama bin Laden. I was struck, Peter Mayer at the White House, or at our White House correspondent there in Washington, by the lack of politics that he brought to this. This was one of the most direct, I think, simple in a way, and heartfelt speeches we've heard in a while.
Well, I think four words sum up the president's message. He said, quote, justice has been done. Justice has been done, especially for the families of the victims of the 9/11 attacks, as the president put it. Justice has been done for the United States. Justice has been done for its allies in the war on terrorism. Let's face it, killing Osama bin Laden is the single most important act against this anti-terror network that has been in U.S. sights for so very long. The most wanted man in the world, the spiritual leader of the anti-U.S. terror cause, is dead.
He remembered the history. He remembered the common pain that this country suffered, the unity of the country, and he asked us all to come back together.
Well, obviously, he wants to summon that sentiment once again, Harley. That was one of the threads that ran throughout the president's statement here late on this Sunday night here in Washington, D.C. Once again, he said that the U.S., as President Bush before him said, is not in a war against Islam. He said that Osama bin Laden was not a Muslim leader, and the president said that his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity, no matter how they worship.
Yeah, he called him a mass murderer of Muslims. He also said that in Pakistan, that the officials there have declared that this is a good and historic day, and that he, of course, needs them to continue to help us in this fight against not just Al-Qaeda, but against terrorism, wherever it may be.
And I think it's also a signal to other countries, not just Pakistan, but to elements in Afghanistan, especially those in the areas that border Pakistan, where these elements are still hiding, and also to the very disorganized situation in Yemen and in Syria and in other countries that have harbored terrorists. Once again, this sends a very loud and clear message that when the U.S. has actionable intelligence, it's going to act on it as it did today.
All right. National defense correspondent for CBS News, Cammy McCormick, has been in the war zone, so over there in that region. Cammy joins us now. Cammy, the big night.
Yeah, it is. And I think really what's key here in terms of the relationships with Pakistan and where Osama bin Laden was located in traveling to Afghanistan and talking to Afghans, they always said to me, you know, if you're looking for Osama bin Laden, he's across the border. I think this was probably the worst kept secret on earth. Everyone suspected for so many years that that's where Osama bin Laden was hiding. This really, really difficult relationship that the U.S. has with Pakistan. You understand a little bit more now why the U.S. continues to work on this relationship, because that is indeed where Osama bin Laden and many al-Qaeda fighters are believed to be hiding. And in fact, the president said that this was a historic day for both the nations, and he credited Pakistan with helping locate bin Laden in this compound. Even though relations between the U.S. and Pakistan are really at an all-time low right now, it indicates that the two countries are still working together on these top issues to both countries.
The town that he mentioned, Abbottabad in Pakistan, do we know much about that town?
Honestly, I don't know much about that town. We had understood that Osama bin Laden was killed in a mansion in a compound outside of Islamabad. That would be key because Islamabad is like the Washington, D.C. of Pakistan. It is an area of a lot of diplomatic compounds, of embassies. It is a lot of expatriates live there, a lot of people from all over the world. If he were to be close to the capital, that would certainly be curious as to how he would get so close to the actual government of Pakistan to still avoid detection. But I think that also may answer the question as to why it was not a drone strike that took Osama bin Laden out, but as the president said, an attack carried out by including Americans after a firefight. So it'll be interesting to see the details that come out in the days ahead.
Well, if he's in a mansion outside Islamabad, then he has some high-level protection. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, I think that's always been the suspicion all along.
Well, we're about 30 seconds away from another recap, and I want to say that we're joined here, and Mike Lyons will talk to you in just a minute. Mike Lyons, a CBS News military consultant, of course, an Army major retired, joins us now. And so we've got plenty of military here to help us out. Jeff McCausland's also on the line. Again, if you've just joined us, Osama bin Laden is dead. Let's get another recap now on the very latest.
CBS News Special Report, The Death of Osama Bin Laden. I'm Howard Ehrenstein in Washington. The hunt for Osama Bin Laden is finally over. President Obama says he's dead.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama Bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
Mr. Obama moments ago made the announcement late on this Sunday night at the White House in a nationally broadcast address. He said he had directed the CIA to make bin Laden's capture or killing a top priority. He said he authorized the operation last week against a compound in Pakistan where bin Laden had been located. He said it was carried out today by a small special forces team with no Americans harmed.
At my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Mr. Obama says this is a good and historic day for both the United States and Pakistan.
We can say to those families who have lost loved ones to al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done.
But law enforcement correspondent Bob Orr says it may be premature to declare the death of al-Qaeda and that the danger of terrorism is over.
That leaves Ayman Zawahiri, the number two at core al-Qaeda, as a top target. But there's also a big target or two in Yemen. We talk about Anwar al-Awlaki, who has an emerging profile in the radical Islamic world, and also the bomb builder there, a fellow named al-Asiri. So there are other big al-Qaeda targets that we need to take down before we can really have a victory dance here.
CBS News News Special Report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein.
Continuing coverage now about the death of Osama bin Laden brings us to mind the day. I mean, right after, September 11th, 2001, when we began to hear from another president, George W. Bush, whose dedication and determination was electrifying to this nation. And we did, in fact, as a nation, come together. Peter Mayer, there in Washington, our CBS News White House correspondent, we've heard from the president.
Well, that's right. I've just received an email from the office of former President Bush in Texas. Quoting from that, Harley, earlier this evening, President Obama called to inform me, meaning Mr. Bush, that American forces killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of the al-Qaeda network that attacked America on September 11th, 2001. Mr. Bush continues, I congratulated him and the men and women of our military and intelligence communities who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. Mr. Bush says this momentous achievement marks a victory for America, for people who seek peace around the world, and for all those who lost loved ones on September 11, 2001. He concludes, the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. That statement from former President Bush, and as President Obama said tonight, justice has been done.
I bet that was a fun conversation in a way. I mean, it was a serious conversation, but it had to be such a relief.
It had to be very gratifying for George W. Bush, who doggedly pursued Osama bin Laden and so many times publicly mentioned bin Laden. Some critics said that, he overstated bin Laden. But, of course, that was his call during that time, and it was a different time and a different moment for the United States. But, again, President Obama called former President Bush tonight, and I'll bet you that it was one of the very first calls that he made when he was able to confirm the death of Osama bin Laden.
We are joined now by someone I would imagine has to be near tears. Patty Casaza joins us on the phone. Patty, you lost your husband at Cantor Fitzgerald World Trade Center.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
I wouldn't say that I'm near tears. We were informed quite a while ago through CIA agents that, you know, they've reported this in the news as well, that Osama bin Laden was killed in December of 2001 in the hills of Tora Bora. So now, if our government is saying he was killed tonight and definitively, I would hope that we would have evidence to that effect.
Well, Patty, I mean, I don't know if you heard the president, but he said that they have the body, that they killed him and they took possession of the body.
Okay. I do have to go back to the early years in that the FBI has never charged bin Laden with 9/11. Now, I'm not saying that he has not killed and he might have been the perpetrator of 9/11 as far as being the leader, but we have not seen definitively the evidence of that. Mm. And that bothers me. I am not a person who says kill them all dead because, you know, they're from a foreign land. They don't look like us. They don't speak like us.
Do you feel good about the fact that he's gone?
If he's, in fact, the person who was responsible for these killings, sure. Absolutely.
All right. Oh, Patty Casaza, thank you so much for joining us. She lost her husband at Cantor Fitzgerald World Trade Center that day. So many people, a couple thousand people died there at the Trade Center. Mike Lyons joins us now, CBS News military consultant, retired Army major. You were in the first Gulf War. Mm-hmm. You've been closer to the front lines than anybody really wants to be. Your thoughts tonight?
I think these are the times when in the military you pause and you're very grateful and thankful for the mission you've done and for all the soldiers that were out in the front lines and put their lives at risk to kill and capture this individual who's been at the forefront of most people's minds for the last 10 years. But it's only temporary, and I think that you'll think about it for a little bit of time, but you'll know you'll have to get up tomorrow and likely be more vigilant. If you're in a soldier in Afghanistan tomorrow, you're going to have to be more vigilant. A soldier in Iraq will have to be more vigilant and make sure that they're watching, because this is the time when this enemy can counterattack, if you think about the tactics. But as an American, it's also the times when you go to the baseball game tomorrow, and when they play the Star Spangled Banner, you'll sing it loud, and you'll be very proud. So it's the kind of mission that the military is very proud of being able to re-engineer itself over the last 10 years to get to a point where I think you'll see a lot more momentum with regard to counterinsurgency, counterterrorism, and our capability and ability to fight this kind of war.
You know, people who have been listening these last few minutes have to have a little, tickle in the back of their mind hearing the skepticism that the Patty Casaza brought immediately, because she said, they told us this once before, and she almost, it's like, let me see it.
Yeah.
Before she would really want to. Is there any reason to think that we've been duped in any way?
I don't think so. I think, and we have the proof, the president has obviously gotten up there and said that. The military had focused so much on the southern part of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that border region, and that's where we were told he was hiding in the mountains, and we had put so much energy towards that. So it's somewhat ironic that he's been in this mansion, he's been in a place, almost, in an open area, an open spot, where from a military perspective makes it a little more difficult, I guess, to go in and do this kind of mission. But again, it's great that we got the intelligence, and we're sharing that intelligence with Pakistan, sharing the credit right now. I think that's going to go a long way.
I've sort of always enjoyed the idea that he might have been hunkered down in some empty cave somewhere, getting stone bruises on a regular basis. Pam, there's no question about it, though. The president doesn't stand up and say it unless it's true.